Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say with callers on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text a brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well for your keyboard warriors, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this deadly country, ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, you mob, and all ears here for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're going to catch up a yarn. We're going to call it from WA and talk about what's happening over there in WA. A very good morning, caller. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you. How are you, Trevor?
I'm well, thank you. Now, sister, you're calling from WA.
I am.
What yarns have you got for us today, sis?
So what I want to talk about is a very sensitive matter. Mm-hmm. It's in relation to, and I want to see how many other people throughout the country have had to endure this particular experience. Mm-hmm. In regarding the mistreatment which led to a loved one that has crossed over and through the negligence and liability and at the hands of mercy of our quality carers that are providing a high level of quality care in terms of providing first aid and medical treatment to our loved ones. In my particular case, I lost my son at 36 years of age. He was wrongly diagnosed. They were treating him for misdiagnosis of an injection that he had earlier on in the day. He ended up having a massive heart attack, and I'm just in the process now of going through and having legal battles with my lawyers and their lawyers to put a price on what would be a suitable compensation that I would feel contented with in regards to what I consider as a fair and just payment in regards to my son's passing. Now, this is somebody that you've given birth to. This is somebody you've reared up from a young boy to a young man.
Yes.
This is somebody that you've watched had children. This is somebody that has also had a grandson, and for the judgment to be offered a $600 figure sum at the lowest end of the scale, I will say, to me that's degrading, that's derogative to me as a mother, that's appalling in the system. We all know that the health system has plenty of money to purchase quality insurance, but importantly, the fact that my son was of Aboriginal descent, and we recently had a recent case where a young girl who I send my much love and regards to her family, who she lost at the age of seven, lost her life at the age of seven. Now, my son passed away a year and a half ago, and we're just in the process of the beginning of negotiating a settlement, whereas this particular case where the seven-year-old girl judgment was already started commencing a good couple of months ago. So once again, this systemic racism has been demonstrated at its highest level. I find that so degrading. I find it a serious nature in terms of, what is fair and equality in our lifestyle. And I just wanted to hear if there was anyone who was either in this state of WA or whether in other states in the whole of the country who have had similar experiences in dealing with this particular types of judgment. It's not fair to say that we can put a price on our kids' lives because our kids' lives are priceless.
Exactly.
And I came away feeling like I wasn't a mother. I came away feeling like I was a negotiator. And that broke my heart even more. I sat up all night. I cried all night. I watched his photo all night, and I thought, no, my son, I'm going to fight harder, because this particular hospital system and the health system that you endured has to pay where the pocket hurts, in their reputation, but also into the way that they administer the quality of care to our people. And I don't care whether you're black, white or brindle, at the end of the day, you have a right of way to receive a quality level of service.
Sure.
And it just finds me so distraught that here I am as a mother, and I'm fortunate enough to be a mother that's been able to push and negotiate and make sure that this doesn't go away, to other mothers who've lost their children and just been told that, you know, your son passed away of natural causes, there was nothing we could do.
Let's put the sheet over the body and forget it and just bury the person and move on. It can't be like that, you know. Yeah. Now, just checking, sister, did you receive some sort of compensation, did you?
I haven't received any compensation as yet. I'm still in negotiation.
Were you offered a figure, were you, a sum of money?
We were offered a sum of figure.
I mean, no money in the world can bring back your son, and money's not the issue here. But what you're saying is the figure doesn't weigh up to, you know, to the death of your son. Exactly. And fact that they're paying compensation, it shows that there may be negligence at the table.
Well, there is. They've already been told that we're fighting the case. They've already got, from our legal advisors, and we've got one of the top legal firms, and we've also got a barrister on standby. The fact that they admitted to making 8 recommendations to change the environment within the hospital system to treat Aboriginal patients is an omission in itself, that there was negligence and liability. However, that doesn't help me and my pain.
Yes.
That doesn't help my children and their pain. That doesn't help his brothers. That doesn't help his children. That doesn't help his grandchildren. And it certainly doesn't help his partner. We're all damaged completely by this, because no, as a mother, no one expects to say goodbye to their child for them. And that's what I can't put a price on. You know, I expected to see my son reach 40, maybe 45, maybe 50. You know, I don't know. But at the end of the day, you know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, I'm experiencing this.
You don't want anybody else to go through it.
And I don't want no one else to go through it. And I just want some other, you know, if there are any others out there that are going through
Speak
a similar up. Case, let's set up a network and let's start saying to, you know, making it at a federal level, that if this happens, then this has to be a Commonwealth matter. This has to
yes.
be a federal matter, not a state matter.
Well, exactly. And like I said, we aren't professional medical doctors, nurses ourselves, but we know our family. We know what they've been administered in regarding medication, what have you. We know what's going on with the body. We need more communication. And you're saying that he was given medication that he shouldn't have got?
No. Well, what he was treated for was an assumption. Assumption that he was having an allergic reaction to the injection that he received earlier on that day. Now, if you have an allergic reaction to any form of treatment, it doesn't take 10, 11 hours for that allergy to set into your body. It takes only a couple of minutes. That didn't occur in this case. It didn't happen until later on that night, and he passed away the next morning. Now, to me, as a mother who sat by his bedside and watched him suffer in agony, now, that's something that's undescribable.
Sure.
That's something that I have to relive every day of my life.
Yeah.
That's something that I have to feel responsible to my children as to why I didn't bring him home as a mother. particularly when I had previous experience with my, with another son in my family.
Mm.
But importantly, the fact is, we all know what our family is. We all know what our children are.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Yes.
And we know when they're not trying to manipulate the process. Mm. And we, more importantly, we know that when they are in quiet, you know, dire straits. Mm. And are crying out and screaming out in pain. Their pain is genuine.
Exactly.
And we are their advocates.
Sure, yes.
To lobby for their own.
We're their voices
behalf.
Now and voices for the rest of the brothers and sisters out there in this situation. So you're inquiring about getting a network up and running, or if there is one out there, let's all come to the table and let's all support each other.
Let's come to the table. Let's support each other. Let's put this on the national platform because it is a national agenda, because far too many of our people are passing away because of being misdiagnosed in our hospital system, being mistreated through systemic racism. And like I say, I don't care if you're black, white or brindle, but at the end of the day, it's an issue that's going to impact on each and every one of our families at some point or another. So I'm calling together for people who have had similar experiences to either go through, you know, whether they make contact through your channel, or I'm quite happy for you to pass out my number to them, because I think that, you know, we've got to make NACHO be more accountable for this, because they represent our Aboriginal health.
Yes.
They represent the quality of care of our people going into the hospital system, but they also have a duty of care to ensure that the doctors that are administering some quality of care to our people are definitely well and truly trained and know the hereditary diseases in our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
A case of who's policing the police, the so-called doctors and the professionals, who's watching their job and what they're doing, and are they doing their job at the professional level, in the right level, and making sure that racial discrimination is not at the table, of course.
And that's right. And, I mean, I've had to... It took me to single-handedly negotiate with this particular hospital to make these environmental changes within the emergency department. Now, I'm only one person in a million, in a country of millions and millions and millions of people. Now, if I'm one small person that make that significant changes, can you imagine how we can how powerful we could be if we all came together?
Exactly.
And make it more a powerful night, you know. But if I can make a special request to you as well, my brother boy, my son's favourite song was Wamba Wanti. And I'm going to request, if it's possible, if you've got time.
And what's that song, sorry, sister?
Wamba Wanti.
Wamba Wanti. Okay, we'll see. Who sings it?
Desert Tigers.
Okay, let me find that for you.
Yeah, so that was his favourite song. Mm. That was the last song he played. He sung for me at his house. So I always
it's
play that song
you.
When I go and visit his grave.
Yeah, darling. Okay, well, thank you very much for sharing, my sister. Hearts go out to you. And, we need a network up and running, and you're reaching out, and we need to protect and mob across this beautiful country of ours. Yes, my sister.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, my brother boy.
Thank you. Stay strong, sis, eh? Bye-bye. Yarn there from sister from WA, and talking about her situation and regarding the death of her son, and looking out for a network as such, and regarding protection of our mob in the hands of professional healthcare workers. So that's what it's all about. And have your say, add to the conversation, maybe in that situation, or you know of somebody, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that deadly number again is 1-800-422-416. Give me a call here, Yarn Up Strong. Yarn Up with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Nacurry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM 98.7 FM. And have you saying Yarn Up Strong? We're across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and that deadly track there, 111T, and going to Sister there from WA. And hopefully that is the right song that you're looking for your beautiful son with us in spirit. Look, speaking of spirit, I love going out to the Aki Jewish and Islam family. The passing of Aunty Josephine Patricia Aki, Nee Jewish, age 76 years, late of Mariba, and loving wife of James Avon Aki. Much loved mother of Karen, Deborah deceased, Tanya, Yvette and Marcia. Adored grandmother and great-grandmother, dearly loved sister, sister-in-law, auntie, cousin and niece. All relatives and friends are respectfully invited to attend a graveside funeral service for Aunty Josephine commencing at 10 a.m. on Saturday, 28 August at Gordonvale Cemetery. Love going out to family and look, stay strong and with you with prayers from my family to your family. Have you say you might be Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. And for Aunty Josephine family, here's her daily track, his daily track going out to you, Mob, from Natasha Eldridge. Because of her, we can. Fitting song. Enjoy.
We want to pay tribute to all the women across this land. We want to say thank you. It's because of you we can.
We wouldn't be who we are.
Yeah, beautiful track there, going out to Auntie Josephine Patricia Aki, Nee Jewis, after passing, age 76 years, late of Mariba. And love going out to the family, thinking of you, Mob, and Uncle James Oven. Thank you so very much, and thinking of your prayers going out to you from my family to your family. And that daily track there, because of her we can, yes. So love and respect her with the spirit, and there with my mother as well. Connection there. Thank you, Mob. To Delhi, what else is happening? Where's your permit? Here in Cairns for you, Mob. Tank 4, the Tanks Arts Centre, 46 Collins Avenue, Edge Hill. Over the past 18 months, the world has responded to the pandemic by introducing restrictions on movement, with some regions in Australia asking residents to provide proof of their primary residential address. But for Queensland's First Nation peoples, as well as others, the 2020 restriction on movement was not a new event. Where's your permit? And that acts as a platform for truth-telling, presenting visual stories that offer audiences an insight to the oppressive policies and authoritarian treatment of Queensland's First People. Curated by CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, Artistic Director Janina Harding and Francis Lane of Indigenous Design, the exhibition presents a collection of paintings, works on paper, sculpture, textiles and installations that explore the history and realities of this treatment. Expect to see a range of thought-provoking works from regional-based nationality-significant artists. So that's happening tonight at the Tanks there, so do check it out and find some time to go and check out that fantastic information. And a very powerful question, where's your permit? We're going to catch up a yarn now. We're on the line there and talk to Jason King on the line and talk about SMO at Girini Yalamucca Health Service, the Yarraba Vaccination Super Week, August 23rd, 24th and 25th. And we'll have a yarn there with Jason King about that deadly event there. Jason, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, great, thanks.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important event that's happening over there at Girini Yalamucca in regard to the COVID-19 Vaccine Super Week. Tell us about it there, please, mate.
Yeah, so Girini Yalamucca are holding a Vaccine Super Week. Actually, it's a three-day event, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, over at our brand new Workshop Street Clinic.
Yes.
So we'll be hosting a few different special events there, as well as some health promotional events, and hopefully give the community a chance to come down and ask some questions and hopefully if they, you know, have a chance to get the vaccine.
Exactly, about keeping our mob safe. And look, we are living in a world with a pandemic and we need to protect ourselves. And when we talk about our First Nation people, especially elders, vulnerable people, are they not?
Yeah, look, that's absolutely right. That's the core of our message, is to protect our mob. You know, we know that there's quite a lot of people in our communities that suffer from chronic disease, and those most precious in our community, our children and our elders, are the ones we're looking to help protect. And as we've seen in the New South Wales outbreak, you know, younger and younger populations are coming under fire from COVID. We know the vaccine's a good, safe protection for that. We see the numbers in ICU down in New South Wales. There's virtually none that have been completely vaccinated there. So we can see this happen in real time, where the vaccine's doing its job, and that's what we hope to be able to do to protect the community of Yarrabah and the rest of the Cairns area as well.
Exactly. And it's also, it's a place of a platform for conversations, you know. There's also entertainment and lunches provided as well. So there's a good network of yarns and people catching up. And with here in the state of Queensland, our masks come off 4 o'clock this afternoon here across the state. So that's good news. We're all in this together, are we not, Jason?
Oh, 100%. That's the thing I've really loved about working over here in Queensland, is seeing how the community really responds to what the needs, the masks that we've needed to wear, the changes in social distancing over the last 18 months, and this vaccination rollout and the steady stream of people coming in. And you're right, like, it's about getting a chance to have a yarn with the community, giving them a real chance to become more informed from a source that they trust.
No, fantastic. So that's the message going out to Mobbert Yarraba, also in Cairns area. If you're not doing nothing, Girini Yalamucca Health Service, Aboriginal Corporation, COVID-19 Vaccine Super Week, and ages 12 years and above, and that's happening next Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. All welcome, and let's have that conversation, Jason.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much. All the best to you. You take care.
Yeah, you too, bro.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
A beautiful yarn, Jason King there, yarn up strong there, and a very good morning, you mob at Yarraba, and a celebration, a time for yarning in regard to the vaccine, the world that we live in, COVID-19, need to keep our mob safe, and look, have that conversation if you're still sitting on the fence regarding taking the vaccine. Like I said, there's an opportunity to have that yarn. So we as BBM, Bummer Bipper, we're going to be over there as well doing the outdoor broadcast, so we'll catch up with you mob, and be good to see you mob face to face. And at that time, with the mask off, we can look at you eye, look you right in the eye, too deadly. Have you say, Yarn Strong, look, a big shout out to Andrew Venables, my brother down there at Gold Coast. He lived down there, he's from Cairns, white on the outside, black on the inside, and always tunes in this deadly program. Hope you, deadly, my brother. He also coaches under 18 side down there in rugby league, and they're doing pretty well. And top of the table clash coming up very soon. But he always loved this song, Warumpi Band, Black Fella, White Fella. That's me and him together, too deadly.
As long as you G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Someone I ain't never seen before to say he's a captain of men, but ain't believing our love. From the land of the white skin, he's self-righteous, a murder without license. With the spear, I'm the nicest, thinking that I might just wait till night hit. Then I move in silence, when the moon at its highest, and my soul is defined. I'm consumed by desire to kill. Any white devil wanna test my will, then he finna get burnt by the fire I feel. Look him in the eye and hold his spirit still. He's hoping I don't catch him, but I know I will.
Standing on the shoreline, coming, coming. Might not wanna cross mine, wanna take it from me. Fire in my eye, but we ain't running. Wanna murder, let's ride.
They came in peace, but our blood still stains the beach. Roll the dice, we gon' play for keeps. The sacred place ain't a place to preach.
No, no, no.
No white faith and a black belief.
No, no, no.
Better pray that our spears don't reach. He's cold, white, hot, I'ma make it bleed. Leading to the first fleet, sicker than disease that he bring from overseas. No matter where you flee, I will always be. In the darkest of night, your descendant will see me.
Standing on the shoreline,
yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? That daily number here is 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Just Radio Service. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 98.7 FM. All right, too, Deli. Now, it's not too late to complete your census. We're going to catch up a yarn now with brother man William Blanco, Census Engagement Manager, Cairns and Townsville, 2021. Online, brother William, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, bro. And good morning to all the listeners and all of our countrymen and those that are listening right across our lovely nation. Yeah.
Too, Deli, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, William?
Okay, I'm Gunan Yarikana and Magaram. From Torres Strait and the Cape York region, where the NPA area is. I'm a traditional owner of that area.
Beautiful.
Gudang Yarikana, and yes, our family around that area. And also, like everyone else, we have one connection right across our beautiful country.
We do, my brother. Yeah, nicely said. Thank you, brother, coming to the program. Look, it's not too late to complete your census. So all our mob out there who think they've missed the boat, it's not the case, is it, brother?
It's not the case. It's not the case at all. The windows are still open. They can do it online or request a hard copy. And also, we are having a fill-in form sessions across our region.
Mm.
So if they need to know where it is, currently right now we are having fill-in form sessions and helping families that have done it at Murray Street, the Manura Community Hub in Murray Street. So we have staff there waiting. Good. And also helping families that didn't have time or didn't know about it, or also whatever reason, they can come there to be helped with the form and also the online app.
Fantastic,
well.
Brother. Fantastic. So keep an eye out for people walking around with bright yellow satchels, you could say, eh, brother?
bright orange T-shirts. That'll be the team going around. And also they can also call the Indigenous number 1-800-512-441. Just for any knowledge on where they, if they're comfortable to do their own form, mm-hmm. by all means, they can ring that number and get it sent to their address. But also right across the region this week, we will have, and coming days ahead, we will have the fill-in form sessions to help our, not only just our Indigenous family, but everyone that, you know, no one is excluded. We are there to make sure that the community, because the community, the census is for all of us.
It is. UJ. Exactly.
Story. Yeah.
William, that number again, please, my brother, 1-800?
1-800-512-441.
441. So 1-800-512-441.
Yeah, or they can visit us at our site, www.census.abs.gov.au/indigenous.
Fantastic. So you haven't missed the boat. It's not too late to complete your census. That's the message out there. To all our mob out there, looks very important. We can then help the government make the decision on where monies need to go in regard to our life and necessity of life, whether it be employment, housing, health, all the above. So very important information, isn't it, William?
Thank you. Yeah, that is so correct. Yep.
To Dele Mabala.
Totally support that, yep.
You take care, my brother. Keep doing what you're doing, and thank you for the yarn, eh?
Thanks, brother. Thanks, everyone.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's William Blanco, and he's the Census Engagement Manager, Cairns and Townsville, 2021. The census, you have not missed a boat. It's not too late to complete your census, and very important if you do. And there's a number if you got any queries, 1-800-512-441, or go online and check out their webpage as well. Have your say, Yarnup Strong. About 14 minutes left on the program. All ears here on your deadly program, National Talk Black, with the Ballyone Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, taking right through the 12 noon Queensland time. In about 14 minutes. Have your say, Yarnup Strong, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7. I remember the day. Me and my life.
That's Shotty Indy here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Give me a call, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up with Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Trevor, everybody.
How you going, brother?
Yeah, I'm going good. I'm good, mate. Something important I'd like to read out there.
Yep.
I'll send my condolences to the lady in Western Australia and battling with a hospital. I'm sort of know what that's like.
Yeah, you're feeling that, aren't you, brother? Yes.
Feeling that, mate. I would some legal help. In Cairns here, would love to know some legal help that can help the hospital. You can't argue if you're not a doctor with doctors. You know, you do need somebody to represent you, and that's really difficult, but that's not
exactly
why I called. I'd send out my sympathies to that family. I want to move on to continuing the saga of the green patch in Gordonvale and some information I've received.
Yeah.
I heard yesterday there was a story there for River on Frank, Riverbank Frank.
Where would that news come from, sorry? That story?
It was on the news yesterday. There's a guy called Riverbank Frank. He's an Aboriginal fellow there, and he was helping his people direct them towards COVID and stuff. But when he went into town himself, because he lived on the riverbank, the security were pretty harsh on him. It was on your news yesterday. They call him Riverbank Frank. And I thought, which Frank? Riverbank Frank.
Riverbank Frank. Where's your permit?
Yeah, well, that's leading to what I'm saying. I've handed a United Nations document, and there's a lot of people travelling on the road. Banks are foreclosed. They're on the road. They're in RVs everywhere. And I've got a United Nations document, and because the Cairns Council was asking on the television if there's anything they could do during the COVID situation to help people. Well, one thing they could do is open the green patch and let us all down the river so we can get away from the travellers. But regarding the travellers and the local people, I've got a United Nations thing here. It says, take note of the following. Australia is a signatory to the... It's not very long. Australia is a signatory to the Human Rights Act, Article 8, Subsection 6 of the Charter, the right of privacy bestowed upon the individual and the right of abode, which is living, bestowed upon the individual. And it says, whereon a person legally within the country has the right to abode upon the land without harassment or intimidation if their circumstances are as follows. Homeless, having no home to return to, gypsy, didico, itinerant, displaced, regardless of race or creed.
Yes.
And it says, note A, this is the important part, no locally introduced bylaw shall overrule the right of the individual to make camp rest upon public land as laid down in the Charter. The only person or persons authorised to move a person on is police for causing an obstruction or military person. It is deemed the area is sensitive to national security.
Where's this ruling come from? Sorry, Tony.
It's a United Nations document.
Okay.
Another activist passed it to me, and I've been putting that up down at the Green Patch too.
Yeah.
Because people are having their camps removed by the council.
Well, this country is a member of the United Nations, is it not?
Well, we know. Yeah, it signs these things, but we know the human rights records. But that's. People have a legal right to live on the land. And I just wanted to read that out because it says that the council doesn't have the right to move people and the police can only move them if they're obstructing. The thing that's actually obstructing us at the moment is the council with their gate prohibiting us or stopping our freedom to go down to the river.
So there's your United Nations ruling in regards to the green patch.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, that's right. It stands, doesn't it?
It's a traditional place. So, you know, if the police want a job, well, they can go down and open the gate for us because the council's... itinerants today, there's so many people on the road, Trevor. There's so many people in cars and there's so many sad stories out there. And I'm talking to them a lot and I feel a lot safer moving amongst them because I've been doubly... injected now, and so I've got no fear.
You got the injection, got the jab.
And I know some of our family too, they're making camps down there too, and I'm just... when the place... They can only walk down there. So we've had this for 10 months, I've been doing that campaign. I didn't put the flyers up yesterday, just about, but it's a really important document where it says, note A, No locally introduced bylaw, which is the Cairns Council, locally introduced bylaw shall overrule the right of the individual to make camp or rest upon the public land. So I think that shutting the green patch, the gate and the access to a traditional camping traveller's place down
there... They're ignoring that rule, aren't they?
They're ignoring that rule. So I just wanted to say that on a thing to... Yeah. Yeah,
so no, well, thanks for sharing. Delivering the message loud and clear, my brother. So thank you very much, Tony.
I think the Great Pyramid Race has been cancelled for a couple of weeks. That's about the latest I know of it.
Yeah. Are you all for the pyramid racing?
It's not my business, mate. I just, as a local, it's sort of, I get a lot of support for that. It's land rights for everybody. It should,
yeah,
for everybody to go down that river. That's why I'm getting the support. I mean, it is the COVID, and the council saying what we can do to improve it. Well, they can let the, open the gate so we can get away from the huge crowd that's in the green patch.
Mm.
If we can only go down there and sort of sit with them, and we can't access the river properly, you know?
Exactly, exactly. Well, you're fighting a good fight, my brother, and thank you for bringing the message and keeping us up to date with it all. Tony, thank you, brother. You stay strong, eh?
Yeah, I'm working on it, mate. Thank you. Goodbye, everybody. Sorry for all the sad news.
All good, brother, all good. That's Tony Gibbs there, and he's a messenger from the Green Patch down there at Gordonvale. Have you say your mob, Yana Strong, about 5 minutes left on the program. National Talk Black with the ball you on Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, we trade you mob, it's Clara here. Did you know that chemicals in cigarettes make you addicted, and that's why many people find it hard to quit? Nicotine replacement therapy is the most commonly used products used to quit smoking. For support to quit, contact your local health service or Quitline on 13 78 48 or speak to us at a Punapima Cape York Health Council. Our health in our hands.
Station sponsor.
You're the mix with DJ Kina.
Turn the mic on. Mods, I'm alongside JW.
My bestie and your bestie sit down by the fire. Your bestie says you want parties, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. Aiko, aiko, ane. Chucky Mofina, anane. Chucky Mofina, ane. Start by start, let's all jump in. Here we go together. Nice cool breeze and big palm trees. I tell you life don't get no better. Talking about hey now,
hey now,
hey now.
To Daily JW, Justin Wellington, Aiko Aiko. That's hitting the charts, and congratulations there, brother. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Going to catch it in Vianne there with someone online. Someone, good morning.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, acknowledge the first caller. I hear you. The first caller, just want to acknowledge you. Brother, Eddie Best, big thank you to Eddie Best. I don't follow AFL, but thank you, brother, for your moving back to mainstream beyond the rest of people, anyway, beyond hypocrisy. And, brother, you sort of spoke with me yesterday.
Yeah.
When you're in international Andrew Forrest, and you reckon, whoa. Yeah. And, on Riverbank Frank, your brother, you get a call from John Bell, the filmmaker.
Mm.
Riverbank Frank, John Bell, and Yvonne Goolagong, Ray Martin, Stan Grant, they're all in good company. They all were right. But John Bell, the filmmaker, he'd like this one. I saw on Facebook, the man from Snowy River, and they reckon, our people reckon, when people don't, when there's no name to, old photograph, there's no name to people, and, you know, they're black folks, like, especially when they speak of people, in the man from Snowy River, there's no name, so that famous horse must have been a black fella. And the black fella, that come from a poem by A.B. Patterson, Banjo Patterson. And there's on Facebook, there's a picture of an Aboriginal girl that looked after her. You know, like all our people, they grew up, a lot of white people.
Yes.
And the girl that grew up was a Wiradjuri. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Too deadly. Someone regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Time for Murray to say goodbye, your mob. Back in the hot seat again next week, actually. So, look, stay safe, stay strong, stay black, stay deadly. And for your mob out there, don't forget we are in a pandemic. Abide by the rules. Keep yourself safe. Keep your mob safe. Too deadly. Thank you for your company.